بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك إلى آخر الحديث. We are studying this chapter of intention, and one thing that was connected with intention, though it is separate, but we normally take it as one, is sincerity. That we must have sincerity in our intention. However, a person can make an intention a bad intention also, that there isn't sincerity. He makes an intention of doing things for show, etc. So sincerity is also extremely important with intention, and we must pay attention to that, that we are having sincerity. The other aspect is just the intention alone, that how much, what good intentions we make, how Allah Ta'ala rewards on those good intentions. So niyat was also a thing which normally we are not really conscious of. For example, we all came to masjid now and we made a great sacrifice. We got up, it's early in the morning, we have come. But if we had made various intentions, we should have got all those rewards also. And in all probability, perhaps we did not make intentions when we came to the masjid. We just got up, I'm going for Fajr. That is also a great, great intention. But we could have made many more intentions. And for every intention, as we will read, Allah gives the reward of the full amal and action of that, what intention we had made. So this is all to make us conscious that we make intentions of all good deeds, and we can acquire a great, great amount of reward by Allah Ta'ala just on our intentions. So Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what is called a hadith al-Qudsi. We will get more details of it afterwards in the explanation. Hadith al-Qudsi is that which Allah, it is the words of Allah Ta'ala on the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is less than the Quran, and it is more higher than ordinary hadith which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. So this is in between. It is from Allah Ta'ala, but it is not in the category of Quran Sharif. It is inspired by Allah Ta'ala. The meaning is from Allah. The words are of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyway, in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala had written down all which are good actions and which are bad actions. Allah made it, wrote it down, all the list of the details of all good actions and evil actions. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ. And then Allah Ta'ala gave the explanation of all that, of all the good actions and the bad actions. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا. So a person who makes an intention, thinks of doing a good deed, but he does not get to do that good deed. Like a person made intention of getting up for tahajjud, but he did not get up for tahajjud. He had a watch, sleep overpowered him, whatever. But he had the niyat of getting up for tahajjud. Allah writes that full action for him, the full sawab of it. So he gets the full sawab of that. The same way a person wanted to come for Fajr, he made all his preparation, but for whatever reason he could not manage it. He was sincere in his intention. Allah will write the full sawab of that. Many times we get very dismayed and saddened when we can't do an action. A person, for example, wanted to go for Hajj, but his name did not come out. Or for Umrah, he did not get his visa. We feel very rejected, that why is it not accepted, etc. Our niyat was there, we made our full effort, that full reward we have got without the action also. So Allah Ta'ala gives that reward on our intention. And on the other hand, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَىٰ سَبْعِ مِعَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And when a person made an intention of doing a good deed, and then he did that good deed, Allah Ta'ala then gives him the reward 10 times multiplied. So much more Allah Ta'ala gives him, and up to 700 times more Allah Ta'ala gives.
And even more than that, then how much or how well we did the good action, but how much concentration, devotion, that reward just carries on and on. Here in this world, no boss can ever tell his worker that if you intend to come but you couldn't come, so sell your full pay here. And if you came and worked, then I'll give you 10 times more. And if you did a good job, I'll multiply it by 700. And if you really pleased me and you went out of your way, there is no limit. I'll give you everything. No boss can do that. Allah Ta'ala, and we must take advantage of all this. Allah has given us few days in this worldly life that we can see how much we can earn for our eternal, everlasting life of the year after. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ. And if a person made an intention of committing a guna, which also comes to a person sometimes, wants to commit certain guna, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, and then he did not commit that guna. He made the intention, but then he changed his mind. No, it's bad. How can I commit a guna? كَتَبَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عِنَّهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلًا. Allah writes that for him as a full reward. He made intention of committing a guna, but then he did not commit it, he changed it. For that also Allah will give him reward, that he changed his guna, his intention of committing guna. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا. And if a person made an intention of committing a guna, and he made that guna, كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. Allah will write down that just as one guna. Allah won't multiply it. Good deeds, see how much Allah multiplies it. But the bad deeds, Allah doesn't multiply it. And just how much he did, so much guna Allah Ta'ala writes for him. So we can see how merciful, how kind, how generous our Allah is. That just on intention how much he gives, and when doing the action and doing it properly, how much more Allah gives. And when intending to do a guna, and we change our mind, for that also a reward. And if unfortunately we committed the guna, then just that guna Allah writes, not more than that. So intention is a very important thing. May Allah make it that we pay attention to it, we think about it, we study it, we think about it, and we really start to make intentions in our lives. For almost everything we will get such great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us confidence.